All right, guys, it's AE Talk, and of course, this episode is dedicated to
Dynamite,
the new English-only song by BTS.
Yes.
It's blowing up YouTube. It's getting radio play. It's popping up on my Pandora every two seconds.
Yep.
So it is becoming the smash that BTS and Big Hit anticipated it to be.
Yes.
And ARMY. It broke so many records just in its first day.
Yep.
I mean, it smashed the YouTube record, which we were a part of. Yay! That was so exciting because they did the YouTube live.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, chatting.
Chilling,
yes,
chatting.
It was great. And so, again, it's just another way that I feel like BTS is doing their best to stay connected with ARMY
through the
pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So that was super fun. So, like, they did this. An hour? Was it half hour? I can't even remember anymore.
I don't know. Probably, we watched at least a half hour, I think.
Okay. But it was just them hanging out, and it was leading up to the YouTube premiere of the Dynamite video.
Yep.
And so when that ended, Dynamite came on, we watched it, it was super cute. What are some of your thoughts about this music video?
Oh my gosh, I really, really like this, like the settings and the back, like,
drop.
The backdrops and stuff. I think that they look great, and the fact that it's like disco and stuff was so cute, like the open, like pants and like at the
flare.
But I don't know what they're called.
They're called,
I have no idea what they're called, so.
We need to ask somebody older than me. Yes, there are people older than me.
Shut up! Oh my god.
We need to ask them. Wait, is it bell bottoms? That's what they're called.
Okay.
You know what though? Like looking back, don't you think the set seemed a lot like the Boy with Love set?
Yes. Like the theater kind of.
Yeah,
thing?
And just the whole.
Old school.
Yes, and the color scheme even.
It was like pastel.
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 all we were missing was Halsey.
Yes.
You know?
And, I don't know. It was just so great. I loved it so much.
They did a good job.
They did a really great job.
I think Jungkook did a really great job. I think he really led the song in terms of, like, the musicality and the video as well.
I agree with that. I mean, he is the main vocalist, so obviously he's probably going to show a little more than some of the members, but...
Should I talk about something controversial that's related to that?
Oh my god, what?
Okay.
I don't even know what's going on.
So, some ARMYs bugged because, like, you know how each member got, like, a little solo part? Okay, so some ARMY is saying that Jin did not get enough screen time.
Okay.
You're nodding your head,
I already
yes.
knew you were going to say this.
So, even though 2 seconds ago you're like, I have no idea what you're about
what
to
said.
Say.
That's what I said. No, I said, I know what you're going to say.
Oh, I think you said you didn't know.
No.
And now you're like, I know. Okay,
no.
Cool.
Yeah, okay. So, we've already had this discussion about Jin not getting enough lines, Jin not having enough screen time, or, like, him not being part of a dance break. So, I was thinking about this while we watched the video, and I was like, so I'm gonna give a few examples. Like, I agree that he should have more, okay? I agree with that. But I'm just gonna give some, like, counter examples.
Okay.
So, the first one is, he might not always be completely comfortable with that. So he might not be completely comfortable with a dance break. He might tell them, like, you know what I mean? I'm not really prepared, or something's going on in his personal life and he doesn't, you know what I mean?
So we shouldn't assume it's Big Hit cutting him out.
Yeah.
He could be the one saying, I don't really want
Which that. I don't know if it's true, obviously. And the second one is, Jin is so confident that if he did have a problem with it, he would say something.
That is true.
Or he would tell a member, and his members be like, I agree, you know what I mean? Let's talk to the company about this, you know what I mean? And the company obviously is going to listen to them because they helped make the company where it is. You know what I mean? So they want to listen to them. And the third thing is BTS has a whole storyline and theories and things. So it could possibly be part of this thing because, like, Jin and Tae have been, like, the main, almost like the main characters of this whole story. And so it could possibly be part of that too, is what I was thinking. Because even though, like, these music videos and stuff don't seem like they're part of this whole story, there's always something in every music video that relates to it. So it could possibly be because of that too, that they're like, well, we don't want him in this part because this part of the story means blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So.
I think those are all very valid counter arguments. I think those were great. Yeah.
Thanks.
So, I don't know. I also heard that, like, some army, like, Jin stans, like, sent stuff down, like, a bus or, like, protested or something down at Big Hit. Yeah.
So, my opinion on that, though, is, like, BTS have always said love all seven members, and like I said, I do agree that Jin should have more, but in every group, I swear, in every K-pop group, there's always one member that gets, like, I mean, look at NCT, they have so many members, like, if you watch Black on Black, like, not every NCT member gets to be on there, and not every NCT music video, like, everyone gets to be on the screen the same amount of time, or gets to sing the same amount of, like, rap in the same amount of time, you know what I mean?
Like, they also might be, like, creating such hullabaloo because there's the possibility Jin might not be around to do this stuff longer. So they're like, let's get him in as much as we can in case he does have to enlist this December. I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. It would be nice to have Jin do, like, more, like, a solo.
Oh, my God. I was just picturing him, like, doing, like, a farewell. Farewell solo. Like,
well, he'll be back.
I know he'll be back, but I mean, 2 years is not a long time, but yet it is a long time.
Yeah.
Like, okay, anyways, back to Dynamite.
So that's the controversial part of this.
Right.
So, we're not disagreeing or agreeing with anything, like,
We're just mentioning it. Okay, so now let's talk about the song itself.
Okay.
So, we kind of talked a little bit more about the video.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about the song. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the song?
When I first listened to it, I was like, okay, this is different. I was like, I'm not totally sure if I'm gonna, like, jam this, like, how I normally do or what, but as soon as, like, I listened to it a second time and then a third time, it completely grew all over me. Like, I was like, what the heck? And it's so catchy, you know what I mean? And especially because we speak English, like the lyrics and stuff, we can actually sing along to and things. So,
For me, the chorus is catchy.
The chorus?
Like, yeah. I find myself singing that constantly, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The other stuff, not so catchy. I haven't really, like, memorized all of that yet. Right. The other thing for me, as much as I love this song.
Oh, God.
Okay, wait.
I feel like if
I don't say it, then I'm not being honest with us or with our listeners. But the lyrics for me
are okay.
Yeah. But I'm like, that probably wasn't their intention.
They were trying to make a catchy song that everyone can enjoy and jam out to.
And I could understand that because I feel like maybe, I don't know, I'm not inside their heads or their producers' heads, but maybe they were like, let's not release something too deep right now because the world needs, like,
happiness
something lighter that we can just enjoy.
Yeah. Because can you imagine, on top of everything that's happening, they came out with a song that was, like, super sad, super sentimental, and instead of, like, feeling happier in the world, you, like, were like, oh my God, that was so freaking deep. This is on my mind.
Right,
so
right.
That's how I would feel.
So maybe that was on purpose. Yeah, they didn't want to do something super deep. Because, like, Black Swan, I mean, that...
Oh my God.
I feel like that was the opposite of this, you know?
Mm-hmm. But they came out with it before, and now it's switched. Mm-hmm.
So anyways, those were the only things that I thought, is that the chorus is what's super catchy for me, And the lyrics are kind of like, they're cute.
And even On is quite deep, you know what I mean? Talking about Bring the Pain On and stuff. Like.
And I do love Dynamite, but I will say, and I jam it every time. Yes, we and we're always singing it. Is it my favorite BTS song? It's not my favorite. But that doesn't mean I don't like it.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone, I feel like, no matter who, what artist you love and things, like, they're gonna come out with music that isn't exactly your genre or your type, which is totally fine. That's that's why K-pop artists are also so great, because they make every type of genre. Mm-hmm. So you can listen to whatever you want, you know what I mean?
And I'm sure that there could be ARMY out there who's like, oh my god, you don't absolutely love this song with your whole heart. I'm like, well, no, but that's okay. That doesn't mean I love BTS any less. Yeah. You know, it's just like anything else. You have things you like a little bit more and things you like a little bit less. Mm-hmm. Do I not like the song? No, I like the song.
Yeah,
and I really like it. So, the other thing I've noticed, just like in general, is like this whole pastel theme that you mentioned.
Yeah,
it's not just BTS.
It's
like Blackpink with their new song with Selena Gomez. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Super pastel.
Super pink.
And, like, the same type of set. The same type of set.
Oh, my gosh. You're right.
Yeah.
Your face right now. Girl. Yeah.
So, there's something going on.
Who else came out with a new song? Someone else did.
We should look at, like, the directors of these videos. Oh. The teams that are making these and see how much the carryover.
Oh, wait. Talk about the... We haven't really seen, like, a choreography video, but do you like the choreography so far?
Oh, yeah. I know. I think it's cute. I think they try to throw in a lot of, throwback moves in there. Mm-hmm. And that was cute.
Mm-hmm. It's like a Michael Jackson kick.
Boom. Yes, it is like a Michael Jackson kick. The other thing that's funny for us is the donut part.
Oh, yeah, we're like...
Where he just, like, holds a donut and then just looking just at him.
And
we're just, like staring. Okay. We should, like, do that every time we eat a donut, just...
Oh my gosh.
And then they said that there's some parts in this where they're actually copying like a scene from a Korean variety show.
Oh.
Like this comedian does certain funny moves, and so they're replicating that. Yeah, I'll show it to you. Okay. So overall, yes, we like Dynamite. Overall, we're so happy it's on the radio, it's all over YouTube, it's all over Pandora. And we hope that, you know, again, it opens doors, and not just to BTS, but to K-pop, and, like, people trying listening to a genre maybe they weren't previously listening to.
Yep.
You know? Okay. Anything else you want to say?
Nope.
Okay.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye.